Good morning, and welcome to Rock of Ages on WMFO Medford. This is Ron LaRussa. I am your host for this weekly gathering of album rock radio fans. And we've got a really, really good show today. We're going to mark the anniversary of the club performance by a then unknown singer that put his stake in the ground and launched his superstar career. We'll tell you about a really fun example of life imitating art this week in the rock world. Plus, we've got Phil's pick, our one-hit wonder, and of course, we do it all for you. Here's Bruce on Rock of Ages.
Princess cards she sends me with her regards. Oh, barroom eyes shine vacancy. To see her, you gotta look hard. Wounded deep in battle, I stand stuffed like some soldier undaunted. To her gesture, smile, I'll stand on fire. She's all I ever wanted. Yeah. Your ball and jacks, but they're not what I came for, and I'm sure you see that too. I came for you, I came for you, but you did not need my urgency. I came for you, I came for you, but your life was one long emergency, and your cloud liners pulled my electric skirt. Crawl into my ambulance, your pulse is getting weak. Oh, be yourself on now to me, girl, while you got the strength to speak. Cause they're waiting for you at Bellevue with their oxygen masks. But I could give it all to you now if only you could ask. Ears tuned to the roar of some metal tempered engine on an alien distant shore. So you're left to find a better reason than the one we are living for. And it's not that nursery mouth I came back for. It's not the way you're stretched out on the floor. Cause I've broken all your windows and I've ran through all your doors. And who am I to ask you to lick my sores? And you should know that's true. I came for you, you, I came for you. Life was one long emergency, and your cloud liners won my electric surgery.
Picture yourself in a living room, your pipe and slippers set out for you. I know you think that it ain't too far, but I hear a call of a lifetime ring. Felt the need to get up for it. Now I'm cut out the middleman, get free from the middleman. You got no time for the messenger, got no regard for the thing that you don't understand. You got no fear of the underdog, that's why you will not survive. I wanna forget how convention fits, but can I get out from under it? Can I cut it out of me? Oh. It can't all be wedding cake, it can't all be boiled away. I try but I can't let go of it, can't let go of it. Cause you don't talk to the water boy. There's so much you could learn, but you don't wanna know. You will not back up an inch of it, that's why you will not survive. I tell you now, it may not go over well. Oh, and it may not be thought of well. No way that I spell it out. But you won't hear from the messenger. Don't wanna know about something that you don't understand. You got no fear of the underdog, that's why you will not survive. Right!
Well, that ought to wake you up on a Monday morning. The band is Spoon. The song is The Underdog. And we heard Bruce Springsteen, For You. Here on Rock of Ages on WMFO, we play the best rock from all eras. It's as if the album rock radio that many of us grew up with was still around today. Well, this is Ron LaRussa. I am pre-recording this show on Saturday, as we've been pre-recording here at WMFO throughout the pandemic. And on everybody's mind is the fallout from Hurricane Henri, which hit yesterday. Now, as of Saturday this morning, as I record, it looks like it had taken a left turn and the Cape and Islands were going to be spared the bulk of it. And I sincerely hope that is what happened. But that put Long Island right in the crosshairs of the storm. And I do have a lot of listeners in that area who stream the show on WMFO.org. So I do hope that everything was minimal and everybody is kind of cleaning up and the storm has passed without too much damage, although it's hard to know from my perspective here on Saturday. And seriously, what else can nature throw at us? There are wildfires, a pandemic, now a hurricane. We just gotta keep plowing on. One other thing I wanted to mention, for fear of sounding like a dinosaur, I'm going to talk about this. I'm a big fan of Jeopardy. And as you probably know, Alex Trebek died last year. They did a whole rotating guest host thing and ultimately decided that the show's producer, Mike Richards, would get the gig. It was not a popular choice with fans or with me. When he hosted, there was something creepy about him that I could not put my finger on. He was almost too perfect. He was like a male Stepford wife. Well, sure enough, some podcasts came to life where he was saying some really misogynistic things and some ethnic slurs. And so last week, he resigned, and it's back to the guest host thing as they start production for the new season this week. Well, let's get to the music now. It is time for Phil's Pick. We do it every week at this time. My friend Phil from Watertown makes suggestions for music he thinks we ought to know about and be listening to. And let's see what Phil has in store for us today.
Hi, this is Phil from Watertown, and you're listening to Phil's Pick. This week's tune is Motivation by Benjamin Booker. Benjamin Booker is an American musician, singer, songwriter, and guitarist. His music has been described as frenzied guitar strumming and raw, soulful vocals that are hair-raising in intensity, bright, furious, explosive garage rock. So sit back and enjoy. Thanks for listening. Be safe and be kind.
It's the same problems that I had before. I know things have been hurrying since I came through your door. It's the same questions that I had before. Can I just make it easy? Can I run anymore? Maybe all I need is a little motivation. If I want it, I can have it. If I want it, I can have it. Maybe all I need is a little motivation. If I want it, I can have it. If I want it, I can have it. Made out of stone. Maybe all I need is a little
from their 1983 album, Synchronicity, Those Are the Police. And we heard Benjamin Booker. Phil's pick for today, the song was Motivation, and that was a good one. I had that one cranking in the studio. So thank you to Phil, and we look forward to hearing Phil's pick every week at this time. Well, this is a pretty big week, this upcoming week, in rock history. A bunch of really significant things happened. This week in 1976, Boston released their first and self-titled album, which, despite being mostly recorded in Tom Scholz's basement studio, became one of the best-selling debut albums of all time. Also this week in 1975, Bruce Springsteen released his third album, you may have heard of it, Born to Run. And this week in 1970, little-known 23-year-old singer Elton John played his first live show in the United States. It was at the Troubadour in West Hollywood. The show got rave reviews and gave him a huge career boost in America. In the LA Times Review, Robert Hilburn wrote, "Rock music, which has been going through a rather uneventful period lately, has a new star. He's Elton John." And similar praise came from the Hollywood Reporter and the San Francisco Chronicle, where they wrote, "He had hardly opened his mouth when it was apparent that he is going to be a very, very big star." The good word draws a lot of luminaries in the next five shows on his six-night run there, including Quincy Jones and Elton's idol, Leon Russell. That Troubadour performance was featured in the movie Rocket Man. However, they had him in the movie performing Crocodile Rock. In fact, he did not play Crocodile Rock at that show, but here's one he did play. This is Elton John, Country Comfort, on Rock of Ages.
Soon the palms will be falling everywhere. Village children fight each other for a share. And the 609 goes roaring past the creek. Deacon Lee prepares a sermon for next week. I saw Grandma down at the store, well, she's really going fine for 84. Well, she asked me if sometime I'd fix her barn. Poor old girl, she needs a hand to run the farm.
Country Comfort. It's the end of the world as we know it. It's the end of the world as we know it. And I feel fine. It's the end of the world as we know it. It's the end of the world as we know it.
R.E.M. on Rock of Ages, and Elton John before that with Country Comfort, a song he actually did play at the Troubadour in L.A. this week in 1970. If you're not a fan of the movie Almost Famous, what I'm about to talk about isn't going to mean much to you, but if you are, it's gold. Almost Famous is a movie from 2000. It stars Kate Hudson, Jason Lee, Philip Seymour Hoffman, and others. It's set in the early 1970s, and it's about a teenager who talks himself into getting the assignment to write an article for Rolling Stone magazine about touring with a working-class, up-and-coming band called Stillwater. The setting is very important because this was the time when the rock and roll industry was coming of age. It was transitioning from a counterculture informal scene into the more corporate big money business that it became. The same arc that Album Rock Radio was on, by the way. So in the movie, the teenager writes the article, which is a candid expose of all the crazy things the band did on the road and in the movie. And in fact, it becomes the Rolling Stone cover story, and all kinds of havoc happens after that. So this past Friday night, I was looking at Rolling Stone online, and I see a feature story called From the Archive, Stillwater Runs Deep by William Miller. And I click on it, and it's this article that the main character wrote in the movie. In the movie, you never actually see the article because you've seen all the events as they happen. But here it was, the long expose about the band Stillwater, with all the crazy things that happened in the movie. And within the article was even the Rolling Stone cover that was in the movie. So I was very confused. This was a fictional band and a movie, right? So I get to the bottom of the article, and it turns out this is part of a very clever, I think, marketing campaign for the 20th anniversary of the movie. Cameron Crowe, who is the writer and producer, last Friday released a limited edition box set that contains the complete music soundtrack. The previous soundtrack released back then did not have all the songs, and this one has a bunch of Led Zeppelin songs, among other things. 103 tracks spread across 5 CDs, 7 albums, and a 7-inch of Stillwater's Fever Dog, which was kind of the featured song from them in the movie. It also includes this Rolling Stone cover story on the band, a 40-page book with photos, backstage passes, and all that kind of stuff. And I guess Rolling Stone is playing along by posting this article, and if you're a fan of the movie, I think the whole thing's pretty cool. And this is from the Almost Famous soundtrack. This is Lynyrd Skynyrd, Simple Man, on Rock of Ages on WMFO. We'll be right back.
starts with one thing.
I don't know why. It doesn't even matter how hard you try. Keep that in mind. I designed this rhyme to explain in due time. All I know, time is a valuable thing. Watch it fly by as the pendulum swings. Watch it count down to the end of the day. The clock takes life away. It's so unreal. Didn't look out below. Watch the time go right out the window. Trying to hold on, didn't even know. I wasted it all just to watch you go. I kept everything inside, and even though I tried, it all fell apart. What it meant to be will eventually be a memory of a time when I tried so hard and got so far. Don't know why. It doesn't even matter how hard you try. Keep that in mind. I designed this rhyme to remind myself how I tried so hard. In spite of the way you were mocking me, acting like I was part of your property, remembering all the times you fought with me, I'm surprised it got so. Things aren't the way they were before. You wouldn't even recognize me anymore. Not that you knew me back then, but it all comes back to me in the end. You kept everything inside, and even though I tried, it all fell apart. What it meant to me will eventually be a memory of a time when I tried so hard and got so far. But in the end, it doesn't even matter. I had to fall to lose it all. But in the end, it doesn't even matter. I put my trust in you. As far as I can go, for all this, there's only one thing you should know. I've put my trust.
That is Linkin Park. The song is In the End. And also we heard Lynyrd Skynyrd's Simple Man off the Almost Famous soundtrack. If you have not seen Almost Famous, it's on cable a lot right now, so not too hard to find and definitely worth it. Good movie and lots of good music in it too. Well, this is Ron LaRussa on Rock of Ages. Thank you for joining me this morning. We've got plenty of shows still ahead. And let's turn to our one-hit wonder of the album rock radio era now. Today we are featuring Inside Out by Eve Six. The band's two founders were signed while still in high school in Los Angeles. It took them 3 years to get their first album ready, and that was intentional because the record company wanted to wait until all the band members were out of high school. The single off their debut album was a number one modern rock song in 1998. A couple of their songs got moderate airplay off that album and their next two albums, but not enough for RCA, which dropped them in 2004, and they disbanded shortly thereafter. This is Eve Six, Inside Out, on Rock of Ages.
I would swallow my pride, I would choke on the rinds, but the lack thereof would leave me empty inside. Swallow my doubt, turn it inside out, find nothing but faith in nothing. Wanna put my tender heart in a blender, watch it spin round to a beautiful oblivion. Rendezvous, then I'm through with you. I burn, burn like a wicker cabinet, chalk white and oh so frail. I see our time has gotten stale. The tick-tock of the clock is painful, all sane and
That's Joe Cocker, making his Rock of Ages debut. We haven't played Joe Cocker before. That one was by request. And it is a good Monday morning wake-up song, the day after a hurricane. And before that, Eve 6, Inside Out, which was our one-hit wonder of the album rock radio era here at WMFO. Up next, we've got some new music. It is the reunion of one of the most successful pairings in rock history 22 years later, right after this.
This message is for all of you sitting in the passenger seat, and apologies if it gets a little uncomfortable, but how does it feel to be at the mercy of someone who thinks a random text is more important than your life? Someone who takes their eyes off the road while speeding along in a 3-ton hunk of steel. Freaky, right? Well, why not just ask them to stop? Or better yet, volunteer to text for them. It might be a little awkward, but believe me, you'll live.
Learn more at StopTextStopWrecks.org. Brought to you by the Ad Council and the National Highway Traffic Safety Administration.
Do you remember the song Smooth by Santana? It featured Rob Thomas from Matchbox 20. It was the biggest song of 1999. It sold millions of copies, won multiple Grammys. Well, now, a mere 22 years later, they have reunited for another song. In the year since 1999, Thomas wound up co-writing a few songs on Santana albums that followed that album, Supernatural, although he never sang on any of them. But that changes now. Santana's got a new album out called Blessings and Miracles. It'll be out in October, and it marks the return of the guest singer approach that he used on Supernatural and also Shaman. So this is new music from Rob Thomas and Carlos Santana, 22 years after Smooth. It's called Move on Rock of Ages.
You got me losing my head. I never know what I said. You got me spinning around and around. I never know if I'm right, but I've been feeling tonight that we can make all the walls come down. And now I'm singing, ooh, ooh, cause I feel like I want you. We're coming to life and today is a brand new day. Let me see you move like you're burning the house down. I wanna see you move like you're working it out now. I'm begging for you move. Now stay like that. You can't go back to the fear that makes you move. I'm out of here. Hey, I wanna see you move. Let me see you move.
The way you pull me in close, you got a spell on my soul. Oh Lord, have mercy.
For your feathers, well, you're hopping down the road. You were born to walk the earth with your back against the cold. You know you never had a purpose till I wore you on my back like a coat. You're in your evening gloves. You're off the farm taking big city drugs. No matter how far you get, now let it sink in that I gave you roots. And baby, I gave you wings. Yeah, I gave you roots and I gave you wings. And I showed you how to swing. Yeah, I showed you how to strut. That's my mojo you're using, that's my wine getting you drunk. And it was I that broke you in. I got you clean clipped and cut. You're a mule among horses. I took you when God stood you up. Now tell me who could do more. Set myself on fire, keeping you warm. And I warm off the hook, and he's on your chin. But I gave you roots. Yeah, baby, I gave you wings. No, I gave you roots, and I gave you wings. Such a heavy bird, you'd never get far on your own. Yeah, I gave you roots, baby, I gave you wings. Yeah, I gave you roots, baby, I gave you wings. Oh, now you're such a heavy bird, you'd never get far on your own.
Those are the Wallflowers from their latest album. It's called Roots and Wings. And before that, new from Santana and Rob Thomas, trying to recapture the magic of smooth. And the song is called Move. Well, that's all the time we have for today's show. I do hope you enjoyed it. My name is Ron LaRussa. I will be with you again next week. And in fact, we're going to do a special show next week, a subject that is near and dear to my heart. We're going to celebrate the singer-songwriters of the 1970s. So until then, have a great week, a fantastic weekend, and we will see you on the other side. Take care.
Why I preach against it, I believe that it is a contributing fact to our juvenile delinquency.
DJ Easy Ed's Variety Hour. 120 minutes of rockabilly, hillbilly, old.